Praise the Lord and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. If you want to turn in your Bibles or look on the overhead, we're in Psalm 98. And it kind of goes along with a song that Kelsey chose this morning. It's a call to jubilant joy. And that was a joyful song unto the Lord that we sang. And this is a psalm, jubilant joy, at the celebration of the righteous reign of Jesus Christ, for his salvation has gone out into all the world. So why don't you follow along as I read Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with the trumpet and the sound of the horn. Shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and let all it contains, and the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Father, we look forward to that time, Lord, when you reign and you rule. Father, but in the meantime, we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, for your reigning and ruling in our hearts. And Lord, I pray that we would yield our lives over to you constantly, daily, moment by moment, minute by minute, Lord, as you are our God, our King. Lord, as you will reign on planet Earth one day, Lord, what a joy it is for you to reign in our hearts today. Lord, so we pray, God, that we might worship you this morning with all of our heart. Lord, we might give you glory to your throne. Lord, you're a majestic God. Lord, I pray that you would be honored in our time of worship and through our time of teaching in your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. You may stand or you may be seated as we worship together.
Yes, God, we declare that this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to have your praise on our lips. Thank you for giving us that privilege even. Lord, we worship you here this morning.
Desire and I long to worship. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that
Well, praise the Lord. What a great time of celebration. It's good to have you with us this morning, and I would like you to say hi to a couple folks. Look around, turn to the side, turn around, meet a few people. Give them the right hand of fellowship before you're seated. After the second service at 12:30, if you're new to the church here, we have pizza with the pastors to meet the pastors and to let you know what Calvary Chapel is all about. Some people have questions, and we'll try to answer those questions. You can ask questions, but we have a little handout that gives you a little bit of a synopsis of what we're all about, where we're coming from. So if you have questions, if you're new, you'd like to be down there, we'll be there at 12:30 and, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes, however long we'll be down there. I'm not quite sure, you know, if people have a lot of questions or a few questions, but it ought to be a good time. So if you want to come back for that, you can. Also, just a couple things that I wanted to mention before Cliff comes up at the end of the service and does the announcements. We do have a flyer to hand out to family and friends and just strangers, inviting them to our Easter services. And people are just looking for somewhere to go on Easter. And when you invite them, you'll find that it answers that question, where to go. And so use the flyers, but also